Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon joins us now from ETFtrends.com. If you want information on all things related to ETFs, that means soup to nuts, how they work, what they are, what's new, what's different, what's changing, who's offering what, all that stuff. And then you want to know what Tom likes and is talking about, what is trending? Go to ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Follow Tom while you're at it. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares Senior Loan Portfolio, ticker symbol BKLN.
It's BKLN. The PowerShares Senior Bank Loan Portfolio. Why this ETF now?
Well, Chuck, we are now, as we're in November, just a month away from the next Fed meeting. And many people felt, although the Fed passed in September on a rate hike, three out of four folks feel that there's going to be a rate hike in December. So with that in mind, we know when interest rates go up, the value of the bonds decline, especially treasuries. And if this is the beginning, if we're starting to see a whiff of inflation out there, this might be what we've been expecting for almost 3 years now, that the Fed may get on a rising rate path. If that's the case, advisors and individuals are looking for greater yields. Here's an opportunity where it's kind of a thematic approach to grabbing yield, but it's also a way to diversify your income portfolio. So senior bank loans are another way that banks can generate income, for sure, but also the yields on senior bank loans, especially this ETF, is over 3.7%, which is pretty attractive compared to what you're getting in treasuries these days. And these senior loans are backed by banks and borrowing and the assets of their clients. So for a small percentage allocation to senior bank loans, you can surely hike your overall yield and also diversify as well.
When you talk about hiking yield, what's a reasonable expectation on the yield? I mean, what's the SEC yield on this fund?
So 3.72 right now, which, again, pretty attractive. But yes, it is specific to senior bank loans, but not just at one bank, at multiple banks. So if you feel pretty secure in banking today in the U.S. and the way that they're looking at their collateral and the quality of their debt out there, again, most of the quality in this situation is double B or above. So that's good. Again, not A rated, but there's a lot of high quality and double B or above rated bonds right now.
The other side of this, I mean, as you point out, and as everybody's expecting, the Fed's going to raise rates at some point. Now, of course, when rates go up, bond prices go down, et cetera, and that can hurt bond funds. This, of course, a bank loan fund. The question would be, if rates rise, but I'm holding paper at what amounts to yesterday's rate, that might hurt me for a little while, or it might hurt me for a long while. So the question is, how long a while might we be talking about? If we see rates go up, will this fund adjust quickly?
Yeah, well, most bonds are going to be affected by it. However, it's kind of like corporate debt for banks. And there are periods of time, even in rising rate environments, when corporate bonds and even high-yield bonds have actually done well during rising rate environments, especially if it's a slow raising process. So it's not like treasuries. Treasuries are definitely affected because they're more tied to Fed rates, where corporate and high-yield bonds aren't necessarily as highly correlated. I'm not saying that they wouldn't negatively be affected. There's always that possibility. However, just another reason to maybe diversify your offering.
Well, but how quickly would they reset? Because this is a portfolio. how quickly would they be out of the portfolio and say, okay, now we've got a fresh portfolio that is more reflective of what's now the current rates?
I think it all depends on the overall maturity. I believe this ETF has maturity that's under 4 years. So when you think about a 10-year treasury that's offering, what, 1.7, 1.8% for 10 years, and you're getting more than twice that for 4 years for diversifying, not that bad and not that much risk. So again, a small portion in something like this ETF could really give a little bit of a boost to your portfolio, but also maybe help diversify you as well. Again, the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index is something that everybody pegs to from a fixed income standpoint. But there's a huge amount of that index that's in treasuries. And that's really where the exposure is, especially long treasuries during rising rates. So this is something that we've been talking about for a while. I know you and I have been talking about it. But people don't tend to make the move until we've actually already seen rates rise. So don't get caught in that situation. Make sure you have a plan to diversify ahead of time.
And where is this relative to the 200-day moving average?
It's above its 200-day by about 4% right now. It has been really stable since the end of the first quarter when it was kind of coming off its low. You want to make sure you take a look at that as well. Again, there may be a situation where a lot of bonds are affected in the future. And I think advisors and investors are going to be comfortable at one point in time holding cash and not getting paid for it, as opposed to riding bonds down in a rising rate environment.
And would you suggest that people sell if it falls below the 200-day average?
I would, for sure. And at the same time, make sure you're looking at your treasury positions, or at least have some type of correlation to a treasury ETF, because there's going to be risk coming.
Well, this is an interesting one. In fact, we actually talked about this last week with Michael Ball. He talked about it during the market call. He made it a buy, but for very different reasons.
I don't know what you're trying to prove, but you're proving it.
Well,
you're proving it.
You're trying to prove that disagreement makes a market. In this case, disagreement brought us to the same ETF, which Tom just made, the ETF of the week. It's the PowerShares Senior Loan Portfolio, BKLN, the ticker. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check the website out for all of Tom's information and everything you could want on the ETF business. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, ETF Trends, at ETF Trends as well. Money Life will be back with the big interview in just a moment.